Welcome to the MSP Law Podcast, where we share legal tips and strategies that help managed service providers and technology firms build a better defense. I'm your host, Tom Favinsky. Many MSPs are owned by multiple parties or partners. These partners have agreements between themselves dealing with the continuity of the business going forward. These agreements are referred to as buy-sell agreements. Most buy-sell agreements contain a provision that says, in the event that you want to sell your interest in the company to somebody outside of the company, then you first have to offer it to the owners of the company. It's known as a right of first refusal. Rarely do we see a right of first offer, which actually leads to a more fair result for both the organization and helps that organization with continuity, and it's probably more fair to the selling member as well. Let's start by explaining what a right of first refusal really means. With a right of first refusal, before you sell your interest to another, and again, normally it is somebody outside of the existing company or partnership, you have to first offer the existing partners or key employees an opportunity to match the offer and the terms. When this happens, we normally see a notice requirement and an obligation that is owed by the selling member to the remaining members or partners, and that obligation is to allow them to purchase their interest for the same terms. The problem that I see with a right of first refusal is that it generally depresses the value of the seller's interest, and it elongates the process of the sale so that the organization is more at risk to disruption that's caused by ownership and transition. This happens because when the person decides that they want to sell, they have to go out and market their interest first. And then after marketing their interest, they have to find a buyer. And then once they find a buyer, they have to then say, okay, I understand this is the price that you want to pay me, but please hold on. I have to go check with my existing partners. They then go back to the existing partners and they say, I have this offer and you have 90 days to consider the offer and decide whether you match it. Now, the person who makes the offer to begin with, before it goes to the partners, they're not going to be all that excited about having their offer shopped. After all, who gets excited about having any sort of offer being shopped? Imagine yourself buying a house and the seller says, okay, thank you for your offer. Thank you for leaving it open-ended. I'm going to go see if I can sell it for more, and if I can, I'll come back to you. Let's compare that with the right of first offer. In the right of first offer, that means that the person selling their interest has to first offer the interest to the other owners with set terms and price. The owners then have the opportunity to meet that price or those terms, and if they do, then the transaction is over. The selling person doesn't even go out to market their interest. But if they don't, so long as the seller sells the interest to a third party on terms that aren't more favorable to the remaining owners, it is freely saleable. That means that they can go out, find a broker, market the interest, and then actually sell it without having to go back and check with the existing owners or out without having to go back and allow the existing owners an opportunity to match. Now, if the terms aren't as favorable, so let's say Steve says he wants to sell to Bob, you know, that his interest in the MSP, and he'll sell it for $1 million all cash. And Bob says, no, I'm not interested, Steve. You go ahead and sell the interest. If you think you can get it for $1 million, that's great. I'm not going to pay $1 million for it. So Steve now goes to a broker, and the broker says, okay, I'll list that, and I'll sell your 50% interest. And he finds somebody that's willing to spend more, at least $1 million or more. And so long as the price doesn't drop below $1 million, Steve doesn't have to go back to Bob. So you see how much more efficient it is from the seller's perspective. They don't have to wait or give a notice or an opportunity for a buyer to leave just so that owners have a chance to match the offer. And from a continuity of the business, without being so disruptive with all this back and forth, it's much smoother for operations for the MSP as well. So there it is, the right of first offer. It's not as common, but it leads to a more fair result and greater efficiency for the seller and less disruptive to the MSP. Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tom Popinski. I'm an attorney with Virtus Law. My team is called the MSP Law Team. We serve MSPs and we'd like to chat with you. Feel free to reach out to us by email. My contact information is Tom, T-O-M, at Virtus Law, D like Victor, I-R-T like Tom, U-S, like United States, L-A-W.com.